The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, Shasta County. This is Kevin Cry. This is my show. My show. That was Billy Joel. It is his life, but this is my show. I pay for it all myself. No paid sponsors. All me. So if my kids don't eat, it's because I am here on the radio with you on a Sunday morning. If you don't already follow me, you can follow me on Facebook at VoteKevinCry.com. You can always go to my website, VoteKevinCry. I'm sorry. Visit me on Facebook at VoteKevinCry. And then you can also visit my website at VoteKevinCry.com. Fill out the form to be informed about the upcoming events, coffees. I don't do a regular newsletter. So if you do see an email from me, it's important, and I would encourage you to read it, because I know many of us sign up for a lot of newsletters and we don't tend to read them all because there's so much information. So if you see something coming through from me, it's important, and I would encourage you to check it out. I do a video every Monday morning at 7 a.m. I post it there at Vote Kevin Cry on Facebook. Sometimes it's live, sometimes it's recorded. I had a great video this past week that I posted, which had, I believe I posted that on Tuesday, and there was a lot of conversation in the comments, and that's why I do it. I think it's really important for it to be a space where people can share some ideas, concepts, beliefs, and it's an opportunity for many to engage with an elected official. You'll see a lot of elected officials that have, that are doing social media now locally, which that wasn't done before, and not to the level that I believe I'm delivering it in terms of commenting and engaging with people. And I think it's important. So also, there is no coffee this Friday at Kaleidoscope. So I apologize for that if you were hoping to come out this Friday not having it. But want to start with the weather. It is brought to you by Weather NorCal, not a paid sponsor, just a good guy that delivers great, accurate weather here locally. It's going to be in the low to mid 80s all week until Thursday, and Friday is going to be in the 70s with a 10% chance of rain on Thursday, 30% on Friday. So, again, that's Weather NorCal. You can get it in the Play Store, or you can go, of course, in Apple and download the app. Well, people, it's time to wake up. And I'll admit it, when I ran for office, I was completely naive politically. I was under the now false impression that all people who worked in government were doing so for patriotic reasons, that they had a constitutional foundation, and that they were there to genuinely serve the people first and themselves second. After all, that is one of the main pillars our nation was founded upon. Being in politics, or running a business, being a husband or a dad, is not what I do. It is who I am. You know, I want to know what makes people tick. What are they passionate about? What makes them get up every morning and say, it's going to be a great day? Or what makes a person wake up and, you know, want to go back to bed or hit the snooze because they're not excited about the day? Sometimes when I meet a new employee, I will ask them, you know, where they see themselves in 2 or 3 years. And if they can't answer that, I really push him or her to answer it. And then I move into how are they going to get there? I mean, people tend to die in their early to mid-20s, but they're buried around 70. I want to do everything I can to help people pursue life with passion and purpose. I surround myself with people that have that same zest for living and advancing great things. One of the issues I ran on was government transparency. Surely, as one of the we the people coming into office, there wouldn't be a problem with being completely transparent, honest, and truthful towards the public, and we would all work together and get along in the process. I mean, I ran on being a uniter, and I've done that as a coach, as an agent, as a business person, etc., my entire life, because after all, we are all here to serve people first and ourselves second, right? I mean, Zig Ziglar, a motivational speaker, once said, if you help enough people get what you want, or I'm sorry, if you help enough people get what they want, ultimately you'll get what you want. You know, and I think the best person to quote, which would be Jesus, and that's in Matthew 6:33, it's about seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And I will be the first to tell you, I'm not perfect at all. I mean, there's plenty of people that will say that, but I will be the first to say, hey, I fall short often. But I always assume the best in people when I meet them, and I did just that when I got into office. I was open and transparent with everyone I met. And it turns out that was to my detriment greatly. The vast majority of Shasta County employees I have met are great, hardworking people, and many of them have families and strong, strong local roots. But there is also a professional political class of people within the upper echelons of our local governments who are there to, I believe, endlessly milk the system and actually rob we the people instead of serving us. They take great care to avoid transparency. They hide behind medical care, public safety, nonprofits, and public utilities. If you start asking questions, they will make threats to sue you for actions you did not commit and fabricate stories to conceal their actions. Lawfare is a real thing, people. Just as we saw with what they did to President Trump and the numerous frivolous indictments, and even after they went after his kids and his businesses and their nonprofits. It's all designed to hide their actions and to keep you and me distracted and tied up in the process so maybe we stop digging. Some of us are too strong for that, and we don't fall for it. A friend of mine gave me some advice when I ran for office. He said, there's three things you need to know. You need to trust your gut, know new friends, and follow the money. And if there's been one sentence or one thing that was said to me that has permeated my soul in this political process, it was those words: trust your gut, know new friends, and follow the money. And everything else, I would point to scripture in terms of how I've tried to live my life politically. Again, have I fallen short? Absolutely. But I'm doing my best. And much of the local professional political class is all about the money, their pensions and their perks. You know, they consider the $700 million county budget and the $300 million city budget as personal opportunities to enrich themselves, and they play dumb to we the people when you come and ask questions. We all need to get along, they say. You're being a fascist, they say. You're being sexist, they say. You're breaking the law, they say. They hurl out these just grandiose statements, and it's completely meant to divide and distract, and it scares a lot of people off. Not only did it not scare me off, it emboldened me to push deeper. They will cry, you know, victim and want to impose extra fees, add more government to a process, or even raise your taxes in order to keep the charade going. And it goes on and on. At this point, if you're paying attention, you know some of these people are, who these people are. Their patsies scream the loudest time after time, year after year, at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and they get the support from our local, I believe, very crooked media. Whether the crooked media understands they're crooked or they're just part of a system that they're doing their job because they got to put Cheerios on the table like the rest of us, they just choose to do it in a way that I think, I won't say many, but I'll say I know a few of them have to wince when they publish a story because they know that's what their bosses and that's what their very, very small, small followings want to see, and the people paying their bills demand it. It's time to wake up, and this is not a left versus right issue. This is a made-up construct to keep us fighting amongst ourselves. This is a we the people issue. There is no such thing as complete transparency in our local government unless you demand it. And I'm calling on you, the American people in Shasta County, to start asking the tough questions at our local level. And some of you have. But not just from us as elected officials. You know, we're considered temporary employees in the eyes of many professionals or staff. When you look at the city of Reading, it is abundantly clear that the professional city manager, has been the sixth city council member for many, many years. And this isn't just a recently retired Barry Tippin thing. This goes way back, and it may even predate the Mike Warren years. But, goodbye transparency and hello to higher taxes, because you got to keep this machine going. There are career politicians and bureaucrats disguised as department heads and executives within the monolith of the County of Shasta Inc. and the City of Reading Inc., and especially within our local nonprofits. And that's a whole other show. I mean, do you realize the County of Shasta Inc. and the City of Reading Inc. are corporations? I mean, they have their own Dun and Bradstreet numbers. Shasta County is a geographical plot of land. I'll say that again. Shasta County is a geographical plot of land spanning 3,800 square miles. However, the county of Shasta, Inc. is a layer on top of it. And make no mistake about it, what are all corporations fueled by? Money. You know, I'm going to do a whole show on that in the future because as I've come into office and I've realized the structure and how this works, you know, I'll tell you, like the layperson, just like myself 3 years ago, we had no idea this mirage even existed. And many of you are probably like, wait a minute, like the County of Shasta, Inc. is a corporation? And it's like it's just when I first understood that, like in the very, very first few months as I was running, I heard that and I pushed on it, but I'm like, I can't go down this road even unpacking that because it doesn't matter if I'm not elected and I can't do anything about that, you know. So with that, I mean, I think it's time for you to ask, you know, why do we pay property taxes? You know, why do we have a medical care crisis? You know, we spend more money as a country on health care than anything. The expenditures of health care are astronomical. If you count HHS and Medicaid, Medicare, and you know what? We are getting sicker as a people. Our health outcomes are going down. Healthcare is not about healthcare. 90% of our health issues are preventable. I mean, it's the food we eat. It's the lack of activity or exercise. People don't get enough vitamin D in the form of sunlight. You know, lack of intentional supplementation. The medical machine just wants to push a pill and be the white-collar drug dealer. But I digress. You know, why do the non-government agencies make so much money and have such high overhead? What makes most of these agencies so inefficient with their money and resources? Why are they constantly doing fundraisers and drives and dinner auctions? Like, and then you look at, like, they're not serving more people. They're adding more layers. People are making more money, and it's crazy. Like, another question, you know, why do people want to raise our taxes? Really? Like, really dive into that, you know? And why do our utilities cost so much? Like, really? If you live in the city of Reading and complain, what you often hear is, well, it's a lot cheaper than PG&E, you know, as if like that's supposed to be the barometer. I mean, PG&E had record profits last year, 2 years running, nearly $2.5 billion. Start asking the questions why we pay so much for power at the city of Reading. You know, the press has stated REU has given no interest loans to the general fund at the city of Reading. I mean, that's our money, you know, and so I'm not going to PRA and I'm not going to dig super deep into that, you know, for this radio show, because when I look and understand it and people have said things to me, like, but I don't know, find out if you're out there, if that's true. I mean, the press has stated it, but again, I'm not going to give the press a lot of credit as if they're fact-checking and they actually care one iota about truth half the time. But if that's true, right, if the REU is giving no interest loans to the general fund, it's like, then we should have our rates so, so low. And anyway, I digress. You know, but why don't people want transparent elections? Like, what are they hiding? Like, why are people so scared, so afraid of understanding what, you know, is the problem with having meaningful observation? Why are people so afraid of that? And people say, well, Trump won by 60% in Shasta County. What do you care about? Well, what if he won by 90%? What if it's actually different? And I don't know. I mean, I don't work down there, but I do ask the question, like many people. Like, I'll give you an example. I ran into a person named Pat yesterday at Supercuts. My son's getting a haircut. Older lady. She came here 28 years ago. She's retired now. And, you know, and she just says, hey, I recognize you. I said, okay, is that good or bad? Are you going to throw some fruit? And we just kind of joked. And she says, no, you're doing a great job. And, you know, she's asking some questions. So it just tells me that people actually want to really know, and they're doing the work of understanding what's going on, you know. But I'll tell you, if you've asked yourself any of those questions that I listed above, you know, be prepared to be appalled when you realize just how much our friends and neighbors have been robbed blind for years. I mean, robbed. You know, the federal government is in the middle of a controlled demolition, you know, down to its constitutional foundation. And I wouldn't say that Shasta County is in the processes of a controlled demolition, but we're definitely in the heart of a renaissance and a rebuild. You know, I believe with the right City of Reading council members, you know, they could follow suit. There's a great opportunity right now. I mean, they're interviewing for a new city manager. And I'm not saying the person that's the interim is or isn't the next right choice. I don't know. But, you know, we should have a smaller local government that does, you know, very few things, but does them very, very well. You know, we should have excellent, expanded, and constitutional law enforcement, medical care, and a court system based on common law. You know, you'll know you're succeeding when you're called a fascist or they picket your fitness center for kids and the lunatics demand that you reinstate impact fees or raise taxes, you know, and or pile on more government. You know, that's how I realize things are going the right way, because I look at who's doing the attacking. Why are they attacking? The timing of it. Is it organized? And I will tell you, and again, we have about 9 minutes, and after the break, I'm going to take some phone calls. And again, if you listen to my commercials that I've had, it's always, you know, we can have a conversation open and free. So if you would like to call in, you know, the number is 530-605-4567. Again, that number is 530-605-4567. And one of the things I've really, really looked at is, you know, and I've been very interested in, you know, my undergraduate degrees in social science. And it's always been interesting to me, the psychology of people and situations and organizations and how they ended up where they are. I mean, is that where they set out to go? And what were all the outside factors that led to that? And so, you know, I've read, you know, little bits and pieces of Rules for Radicals, because I don't spend a ton of my time reading and researching things that I just think are evil in spirit. But it is good to know sometimes what the quote-unquote other side, and when I say the other side, I'm not saying it's the Democrats or the communists or the socialists. I'm just saying people who think differently. I mean, I have a lot of great friends. I won't say a lot of great friends. I have some friends. A couple of them great, who, you know, are not walking with the Lord. They're agnostic or they're atheist. But we have a lot of common ground around kids and around health and fitness and around the school system. You know, I don't need them to share every belief I have to find common ground. And we can have great conversations. And for me, getting back to the Rules for Radicals, it's the book that was written by, and I could possibly botch his last name, but it's Saul Alinsky. You know, he read it he wrote it in 1971, and he died, I believe, in 1972. But you follow that playbook and how you know, divisive and how calculated some of these people are. I'm gonna play a clip right now, and before I do, I want to set it up a little bit. And I rarely play clips from the Board of Supervisors, because I don't want to give people airtime. But sometimes people, and I'm going to say it, right? And this is like my wife's going to grit her teeth and she's going to say, Kevin. But I'm going to say some people are just so, actually, yeah, that's my wife, like the Jiminy Cricket on my shoulder or in my head. Like, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I'm going to say it like this, though. Some people are so, I don't want to say just unstrategic, but they're so lacking mental ability to refrain from just, you know, I'm laughing right now because I don't know how else to say it. Some people are just so stupid that they come out and say things that they probably shouldn't say. And maybe that I just did it myself. But I'll tell you, we had a public speaker come up, and I'm going to play a short clip of this, and I'm going to break it down for you about Rules for Radicals, things that are happening right before your eyes, because I'm not going to sit quietly and go into the night these next few months with some stuff that's happening. So let's go ahead and play. It's about a minute clip. This individual spoke for 2 minutes, but there was about a minute I'm going to play. So go ahead and play that clip.
Forget about your medical school. Two local doctors have already written letters of opinion to the board, to the newspaper. Both said it's a non-starter. So hopefully you've learned that by now. Restore the impact fees. The county needs the money. We've lost so many people in the county. We need to get money somehow. Thank you, Alan Long. You're a voice of reason on the board, as well as you, Matt Plummer. You're doing a good job. Appreciate you guys, because these other three are trying to run this county into the ground, due to Mr. Anselmo. Kevin, many county employees are anxious to get information out about you. So before the next election, just be aware. It's all going to come out.
All right, so we're going to stop that. So here's what's, you know, and this is a very failed individual. I'm not even going to go into the background of his, you know, professional career or whatever. But if you recognize that voice or you want to find out who that was, I would second guess doing business with the individual. So here's what I'll tell you. He says, you know, get rid of the medical school and the two local doc, because two local doctors have written in. Wow. Two local doctors. What a massive number of people. Like, the outcry is just crazy about our medical care is just fine. So ask yourself, why would people try and do away with the many, many doctors? Dr. Danuka being one of them, one of the leading physicians who teaches at UC Davis, one of the most respected people. And I'm not even just saying Dr. Danuka, Paul. What about his lovely bride, who's also a physician? There's a lot of physicians behind this medical, improving medical care services. So why would people be against the medical care thing? Ask yourself that. And that was one of the questions I had in there. He says, restore impact fees. We need money somehow. Oh, that's interesting. That sounds great. We need money somehow. So let's just pile it on the people. Let's put it on the backs of taxpayers. Yeah, why not, right? That makes sense. He can do maybe nothing and make his life cheaper because other people will do the work. Insane. And then he says, you know, Long and Plummer, you're doing a great job. Well, here's the thing is Matt Plummer, and I didn't do the math, but I believe Matt Plummer has voted 90% or greater with, and I bet you Alan Long, Supervisor Long, is probably really close there as well. We've had more 5-0 votes in the last 7 or 8 months than we've had probably in my first 2 years. Because previous, you had two supervisors that it didn't care. If I said, hey, we need oxygen, you could guarantee there was two supervisors that would say, nope, we don't need oxygen. You know, those are like the people that are pounding Tylenol on TikTok trying to prove a point, you know, that Tylenol is great. And then, you know, I believe that one person who binged on it on TikTok, I think died. But it's just insanity. So when he says, you know, Plummer and Long, you're the voice of reason, they voted well over, you know, 70%. And I bet you that with Plummer, it's closer to 90. It takes Matt Plummer longer to get places, but inevitably he does. And it's not because we're lockstep. It's because I believe three of us are very, very common sense. Like, hey, if it's good for the people and it's constitutionally accurate, we don't have an agenda. Like, especially Corky and I. Corky and I could be doing so many other things. And I'm not saying Kellstrom couldn't or Plummer and Long couldn't. But the reality is for me, and Corky, like, we're in the middle of running our companies. You know, Long's retired. Matt's a consultant. And Chris, you know, obviously was in a huge transition. And he's been in this political atmosphere so much longer than everybody else. He was like, I don't care if I got to do it for free. I'm going to do whatever I can to restore, some constitutionality to local government. And, the last part, the employees. Because when we come back after this break, this is something I'm going to hit on. And he says a bunch of employees can't wait to get a bunch of information out before the next election. If you people think that are listening today or who will listen to the recording, because I know there's thousands of people that download the recording after from the website. But if you think for a minute that what you saw early to try and get me out, not just beat me in the primary or the general, but what they tried to do to get me out by the failed recall, if you think they're done, buckle up because you haven't seen anything yet. And I'm going to dissect a couple little tidbits for people because I'm going to bring you along because what happened early is when they were trying to do investigation after investigation and come after me, I couldn't say much because you look at the HR laws in California and I'm not about to let one of these deadbeats get a dollar of taxpayers' money while I'm sitting there when it's not owed. And when this individual, and this is a part when he spoke in public comment that just cracks me up, they've been working, colluding, a bunch of them, for quite some time. But he comes up and has the audacity or maybe the stupidity to actually say the quiet part out loud. And we've got it on record now. And he is one of the biggest proponents of getting me out. And he puts it all into like a 3-minute sound or 2-minute soundbite. And I played the 1 minute, but he just told everybody, they're going to launch an all-out assault. And it's not on me. It's not on me because you know what? I got a great life. I have a beautiful wife. I have kids that are doing well. And I'm not bragging. I mean, I've made plenty of mistakes. But what I'll tell you is I am here for all of you, and they're going to come after me like never before. And a lot of it is based around money. So with that, we're going to come right back. I got a lot more to unpack for you after the break. If you want to call in, 530-605-4567. Love you guys. We'll be right back.
My people love this country and we're under attack. They banned us, they canceled us for speaking the facts. If you man enough, come stand with us, take USA back. And every time we pull up, all you're gonna see is American flag.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast, milk and welfare. So God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay, for your bags of bus rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame.
All right, we are back. And it is a, I'll say a darn shame. I won't go so far as to say the other one. But, yeah, it is a shame. And, I think that anthem of, Oliver Anthony, when that came out during COVID, I think that just expressed how many of us felt that it's like, man, this is like oppressive and it's harsh. So we do have, some callers calling in. I'm going to get to those in a second, but I want to finish this last part, and it ties up with what we were talking about the break. And if you missed the first part, go back, listen to the archive. You can do that at votekevincry.com and download it. But we had a public commenter come up and express, why government needs to grow and, you know, that our healthcare is just fine. We shouldn't touch it or fix it. And also, you know, they drop, not a bomb because, you know, I would say me and my team, and my team is a bunch of citizens, business owners, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, and, just people that just work hard and want to be represented. So when I say my team, that's the team. And, we're well aware that, the crazies, the lunatics, want me out, at the end of next year. And so he came up and said that a bunch of employees are going to get a lot of information out about me. Now, keep in mind, right, during the failed recall, you know, they called me an attempted rapist with no sources cited, all because they want to keep their anonymity. You know, and I'm very suable. Let's be honest. I'm suable. And so it's always, you know, conjecture or, oh, we gotta protect the identity. And one person said, and I'm not going to say who they are because they know who they are and they know that I can prove that they said it. But I'm going to say one person said they were trying to get another person to jump on the recall who supported me before. And this person said, I'm not going to be happy until Kevin Cry puts a gun in his mouth. And when that was said to this individual, they were so appalled that that's actually changed the trajectory of that, I don't even call it friendship, but relationship forever. Because this person knows I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a recent grandfather. I employ probably by the end of summer roughly 500 to 600 people. And to think that somebody would want me to have my life ended just because they don't believe politically how I do was grotesque. So when I say they're after me, they're after me. And you'll see on this week's agenda that we have a closed session item. And you'll notice the disgraced and failed ex-sheriff, Eric McGreen, is suing the county. Just like the playbook, right? Rules for Radicals. He's undoubtedly using that. He's accusing me of doing the very things that he has done to me. But what's great, however, is I have a litany of proof that he's lying. He is scheming to try and get a payday. And the irony is, you know, he's using Captain Crawpaller's settlement as his North Star. However, if you look at the public documents, the main reason we were sued in the first place and had to pay out a large sum of money to Captain Crawpaller was because of the failed ex-sheriff's Eric McGreeny's actions. We had to pay out a ton of money because Eric McGreeny, the failed ex-sheriff, screwed up so bad that it tied the county's hands. Well, guess what? These other employees think that they're going to come out and sue and do all of this stuff. But guess what? Righteousness will win the day. The documentation we have, the statements that have been made, the investigations that were done, think about it. If all this stuff has happened in the last 3 years, why would it come out right before the election time? Why then? It's meant to cause chaos. It's meant to cause disruption. It's meant to basically turn the county back to what it was pre-COVID, which was a government that was not of and for the people. And we're seeing that. And we're seeing it turn. And it's going to keep going because I'm just one person. After Charlie Kirk's assassination, you know, you'll see there's turning point chapters starting up all over the county. But I'll tell you, my daughter goes to Foothill High School, and the city or the student council there was deadlocked if they were going to allow a turning point chapter. So now it goes to the next step, which I believe is the school's administration, if they're going to approve it or not. They have a unity club on campus, but for whatever reason, and I don't know, and I didn't push my daughter. You know, people, I'm telling you, if you have young kids, the best thing you could do is educate them, teach them about freedom, about liberty, most importantly about Jesus, but get them to think critically for themselves and ask the questions why. Why? Why are certain people behind certain things? Why do people want the things that they want? Why are they so loud? Why are they so attacking? Because I'll just tell you, like my parents growing up, and my parents divorced when I was 8, so the conversations were different, and it was never around politics. The only conversations I really remember as a kid just led me to be self-employed, because if I heard people talking about their boss or their work situation, I'm like, man, I don't ever want to work for anybody but myself. I digress on that. But I'm just telling you, educate your kids. Make sure that they know what's important, because I'm going to be there whether it's another year and a half or, you know, assuming I decide to rerun, which is pretty certain, and then do another 4 years. Someone else has got to step in behind me because we have term limits now. No more of these, you know, David Kehoe 20-year, stints, so to speak. Second retirements, whatever you want to call it. There's no more of those. People are there 8 years. By the time they figure out how to do things, one term's usually probably gone. So we got to keep raising up more people to understand it's about less government. It's about demanding better services. And it's really about making sure that people that are there just pilfering the taxpayers with going after money and pensions and perks, got to put that away. All right, we're going to take a caller. Nick, you've been very, very patient. Again, if you want to call in, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. Nick, good morning. What do you got?
Well, if I had a kid going to Foothill and the administration said they couldn't have a Turning Point USA chapter, I'd jerk him out of there. I read a book about 15 or 20 years ago. He was an FBI profiler. The name of the book was Mindhunter. And he would analyze crime scenes and the evidence they had and tell them what kind of a person they were looking for. And the gist of it is, the only way you can predict the future is by the past. I've got cutting-edge information. Transparent California came out with the 2024 salaries just last week. And I went to the city of Reading, and it seems Barry Tippin got a $131,000 raise in 2024. Now, this is a guy that knows we've got financial problems, and he gets a raise like that. That's just unbelievable. The year before, his total compensation, and that includes health and pension, and that is compensation he gets from the taxpayers. The year before, 2023, he was getting $458,000. Last year, he got $589,000 total compensation.
No. Let me ask you, Nick, where did you get that information? Because I can't – you've said it, and I can't verify that, so I'm not saying that's true or not true, but where did you get that?
TransparentCalifornia.com.
Oh, so you did get it off Transparent California.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That is brutal. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine. The year before, Barry was the highest paid employee. His total compensation was $458,000. 2024, we've got five people over $500,000, and the top guy, his total compensation is $662,000.
Holy cow. Who's that? Who makes more? Is it REU person, or who is it?
No, he's a police chief. Not the chief, but he's a police officer.
Really?
And you know, he's got a lot of overtime, and I don't know how they do overtime, if they get two times, if they get standby or whatever. But when you're paying somebody $662,000 or $500,000, it seems things should be getting better in our community. You know, you get a raise for doing good work.
Yeah, well, you're not. Yeah. Nick, let me interject this. And this is what I'll tell people. And I know there's county employees listening, probably, you know, quite a few. And when people say, hey, you know, this organization or this department or this bargaining unit should get paid more, and oftentimes I will say, look, man, I don't disagree that, you know, people are worthy of their wage, but it really comes down to what you can afford. And the problem is you get out of control spending, like at the city of Reading, and that becomes the bar from you know, for other organizations, municipalities, et cetera. Like, I guarantee you there's other counties and cities around California who use the city of Reading to try and raise their own pay because we're so out of whack. And we don't have those problems at the county because the last 2.5 years, you know, we have not done that. Now, the previous board before I got there, they handed out some lavish raises. You know, we don't have those problems at the county, and we're very, very, very fiscally conservative. I mean, if anybody wants to unpack the questions I've asked over the last 2.5 years, go ask Noel DeShort. Say, hey, give me an unfiltered opinion of Kevin Cry and the questions he's asked financially. I dare you to ask that, because she'll tell you that I have been the most adamant supervisor she's dealt with. And then she will say that Matt Plummer is rivaling me now since he's got there. But in her 20 plus years of being there, no supervisor has asked about the numbers, about the outcomes of contracts like I have. And I'm sorry, Nick, I just had to share that. Go ahead.
Well, if you want to know a little bit about the corruption of the electric utility, how they are giving, you know, interest-free loans that don't have to be paid back, how they're giving rebates for electric vehicles, how they're giving away electric bicycles. I see a lot of people ride electric bicycles that I know they didn't pay for them. You know, that's why our electricity is as high as it is. But if you want to know about the corruption at the electrical company, go to KQMS.com. Patrick Jones was on a week ago yesterday, And if you click on podcasts and go to Freedom in Action, listen to the first hour of Patrick Jones. He lays it out to you, the corruption that's gone down with Reading Electric
Utility. I appreciate that, and I would encourage people to go back and listen. We're having some calls stack up, so I forget that we're not just chatting. And thank you, Nick, for calling in. All right, do we have our next caller? Hopefully we didn't lose him. I was just listening to Nick. So who's our next caller? And he's writing it on the board, and we have Ken. So, Ken, come on. Ken, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to add comment to you say, hey, it's time for folks to wake up. I agree. It's time for folks to get involved also. You know, it's one thing to wake up, but you need to be involved, as such you have done. And we need people, you know, something simple as go to Reform California, read some of the information, look at some of their YouTube videos, donate $5, donate $10. That goes a long ways if a lot of people do that. You know, Carl with Reform California is doing a tremendous job, as such you are. So people need to wake up, absolutely, but during their wake-up time, they need to get involved and do something. Hand out flyers, get petitions signed, do whatever you're capable of doing.
I super agree with that, Ken. And I know that the more people that do that, you know, the better shot we have as, you know, residents of Redding or Shasta County, of having a more representative government of, you know, what I think many of us common sensors, that's what I'll call us, common sensors that are walking around Costco, want. You know, we want people that can't take care of themselves to have an opportunity to be taken care of. And we want people, you know, who are down on their luck, who have made some bad choices. You know, we want them to have an opportunity for a hand up. But the handouts, and especially the people in government that are giving themselves, you know, if Nick's numbers were correct, $100-something thousand raise when we're in a crisis. Like, that falls on the city council members, you know, who approve that. But you know, holy cow, Ken, I don't even know where to start with that.
Yeah, I just, in my personal opinion, I just don't see the need for anybody that works for the city to make over 250 to 280 thousand. You know, it's just these wages are just phenomenal, and unfortunately, it comes on the back of the lower employees, and not lower status, but lower. They're starting out, and the poor people are making $20-22 an hour, but it comes on their backs, and they're the ones out doing the work.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
It's horrible.
I think what I'd like to see, and again, I don't want people necessarily just to arbitrarily, like, you know, lose their jobs, cut jobs, but I'd like to see through attrition us weed out a lot of middle management. You know, when you have somebody who oversees five people, and then, you know, those five people oversee nine people, you start to say, man, we got to streamline this. Like, you know, for me in the private sector, you know, I know, you know, like we do a lot of camps. So I know a camp director, how many camps that they could oversee at capacity. And I could easily say, hey, you know, this person could oversee X amount of camps, or I could have them do X plus two. And then, again, the idea is to push it to the point where they're doing a lot, but they're not, you know, exhausting themselves, but they're also not, like, you know, sipping a Mai Tai in the middle of camp season. I mean, they should be moving like snakes or chasing them, or their hair's on fire a little bit, but not for the sustained year. And I think we've got to do that same thing in government, where we got to make sure people are, you know, earning their wage, and they got to earn a good wage, especially the more talented they are. But anyway.
Yes, and they need to serve the people, not themselves. And just one thing is, too, a lot of times that's total compensation. So the person, you know, maybe making $250,000 may only be making, you know, I say only, but it's probably making $125,000. We need to take that into account too. But some of these salaries that are reaching $400,000, I think I saw some, and I don't know about Nick's figures. I looked it up yesterday so I could talk relatively intelligent. I thought I saw more in the high fours and middle fours, but some of the total compensation could be more, but I thought I saw total compensation around 480. yeah. something like that. And, yeah. And so they're getting these phenomenal salaries of, you know, $345,000 or something. You know, we live in Reading. You yeah. want those salaries? Move to L.A.
Yeah, or you know, the Bay Area, or even yeah. Rockland. Or I mean, I don't even know that they pay that some of those wages in Rockland or Roseville.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
It used to be, Ken. It used to be, you know, if you want a secure job and a guaranteed retirement and you want to live comfortably, you know, you go work for the government. But if you want to make a ton of money, or you want to sleep out of your car, or you know, in a van down by the river or under a bridge, you know, you become self-employed. I mean. You know, and now it's the other way around. It's like you just say, hey, you need to graduate college because obviously there's a perk there when it comes to city government and, you know, or government in general. You get that degree, the piece of paper, it makes you more promotable. So you go do that. You go do your 20 or 30 years. You retire at, and I know it's a little different now. PERS is a little different now than it used to be. But shoot, you know, you retire at 90% of your wage. And if you're making $300,000-$400,000 and you're 50 years old, you can have a whole second career. And you're going to live a long time because you can afford great medical care. You can afford to take care of yourself. And that person then makes money forever. And the paradigm needs to shift. And I believe it is shifting. I believe right now, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, I brought to light and others are bringing to light, I think is essential. And we're going to keep doing it. Like, it's critical. I know for you, who was in law enforcement, how long were you in law enforcement?
25 years, and then the Army Corps of Engineers civilian for 11.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gave greatly, and I won't tell any of your story. I'll let you tell that on your own. But I really appreciate you. You're one of the, and I mean this deeply, you and your wife, your bride, Christy, are two of the greatest treasures that I've met being in political office. And I want to remind people, if you don't know, Ken voted for my opponent in the primary, voted for me in the general. And Ken changed the face of Shasta County because the belief I had in myself when I was able to flip him at his front door and how he's leaned in, this is what it's going to take. It's going to take people, talking to more people, and getting this county and this city and this state and this country turned around and making it no more elitist and making it more about just the grassroots, blue-collar, you know, roll up your sleeves, get your hands dirty, and make the country better. So, Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you for your service, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. All right, going to our next caller. Thank you so much, and you're so patient. Kathy, are you there?
I am.
Hey,
good morning,
Kathy.
Kevin.
How you doing?
I am good. I'm on my way to church.
Oh, awesome. Which, now, you go to, is it Little Country?
Nope, I go to Valley Christian.
Valley Christian. Okay, great. So what can I do for you?
You know what? Thank you for speaking up and saying what is really going on instead of everybody beating around the bush and calling people names and...
Well, I call people
tell
names,
Kathy. Lies.
Yeah.
I know you call people names,
yeah.
but you know what? You don't lie. You tell the truth.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, know, and know that God's sitting right there next to you. And
yeah.
You can't imagine. I mean, can you imagine how disgusted and upset he is with what's going on with this world?
Yeah. No, I don't. But you know what? I know that we're getting, as a nation, exactly what we deserve, which is which is judgment.
Yep.
And the people that are trying to tear it down, and they don't even know they're kicking against the goads in the way they are. They're just people bent on, and they don't maybe know it's evil. Maybe they think it's good, because obviously we know Scripture says people will mistake good for evil and evil for good.
Right.
But some of these individuals, I just, you know, I'm just done, Kathy. Like this morning's show, as I've been working on it the last few days, and then when I saw the closed session agenda come out, and I'm just like, you know what? I've had to sit and shut my mouth because I'm trying to be, again, I'm not perfect. But when I say I'm a uniter, like, I always have been. Like, I've literally had two various shoe companies at the table, and I have my athlete in the middle. And as we're talking about it, you know, not everyone's always happy, but everybody can be respectful. And I've had to broker deals, and I've had to broker relationships, and I've had to put things together. I mean, I've had to do it even through an interpreter when I did that big event in Hong Kong right before COVID. I mean, I'm dealing with 45 Chinese nationals, you know, out of Shenzhen, China. Like, I can bring people together and work towards a common good, but people all have to be on board with actually, let's try and find a solution. And what I found in politics is originally I thought everybody was like, hey, they might not be happy I'm here, but they're going to work with me. We're going to roll up our sleeves and get to work. And I just was set up after set up after set up after set up. And I beat them all back, every single one of them. And I will continue to do that. But now I'm not going to be quiet, because at this point I've had it. I've had it, Kathy, with playing yep. nice. And I'm not saying I got to be disrespectful, because one thing I've learned from Mr. Kirk, God rest his soul, and, yep. And bless Erica and the entire Turning Point staff for the movement they've started, and it's still going. But, you know, I could always try and be kinder. And I'll tell you, as you're driving to church, and I'll be going to Pathway here in about 30 minutes, you know, I was disappointed when President Trump said, you know, I don't agree with Erica, I hate my enemies. I winced at that. I winced at that because, you know, I hope that's not his heart. But I understand what he's saying, because, you know, it's really frustrating. But what I've realized and what I've learned, and again, this is very clear in Proverbs as well, if I want to take care of some of this stuff, the Lord says, yeah, you go ahead and do it, and I'll just pull back. But if you want me to handle it, you know, then you shut your mouth and let me handle it. So that's what I've tried to do, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. I'm not going to attack people personally, but when statements are made in public documents, through my prayer and through my understanding of what I think I need to do and what I feel okay about, is just sharing, like, hey, that's why I talked about the rules for radicals and stuff. I mean, stuff in, you know, some court documents are so easily refutable. So I'm just letting people know, like, you know, if you are going to lie, you're going to get called out, and you're going to get called out in a big public way. So,
good.
Kathy,
man, thank you for that. Thank you for that. You know, we there's no accountability. There's been no accountability for way too long.
Yeah, you know, and why do you think that is? Kathy?
Because too many people have too much stuff over too many other people.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I'm not going to go into detail about it now, but when you talk about, like, the Epstein stuff, like, that's the stuff that still just makes me wince, because you say, like, man, release that stuff. And, you know, they release the JFK stuff. They release the Martin Luther King stuff. I mean, I'd like to see more stuff at the federal level keep rolling back. But what I'll tell you, and I know this from being in government, there's a lot of things I would like to do, but you have to be very careful, because, and I'm not talking about the ancillary ramifications, but there's legal ramifications, and there's also things that you have to do in a specific way to get the job done. I mean, you take, for example, you know, some of the voting stuff, you know, and like our local ordinance that there was a signatures for, like everything in that I want. Absolutely. I would love same day vote counts. I would love voter ID. I would love all that stuff. There's a process that we have to go through. And what I know is, we have to do things under the jurisdiction and the legal way we have to do it to get the job done. And too many people want to shortcut it. So many people spend so much time trying to cheat on their taxes that if they would just pay their taxes, be smart about it, but pay their taxes and just work hard in the ways they make money, they'd make more money and they'd be ahead. But they spend
happened to me. I got a speeding ticket. Went to the thing at the Board of Supervisors, and they were talking about how far behind they are in the court system, and I thought, well, hell, I could like just ignore this and it'll get dropped because they're so far behind. That's not who I am. Yeah. That's not who I am. I paid the darn thing. I'm done with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, but I will say I have been that person before who will drive across town because I think I'm being charged 39 cents too much for a box of nails. And you have the principle, and then you have, like, the reality of, like, what's the greater good? And I think that's a struggle everybody has, is you want to do the responsible, right thing, but sometimes you have to say, am I watering the weeds? Am I doing something that this isn't the hill I want to die on? And that's something that every politician, statesman, whatever you want to call people in office, that they struggle with. And that's what I've realized now. Like, there's 10 things I'd like to work on, but I am so deeply committed to making sure that we improve medical care and medical service in Shasta County, because that's something that will generationally change our county. And then the second is the alternative custody program. Like, those two things, you know, it's not that everything else isn't important, but if I say those two things are the most important, then everything else becomes secondary. And, you know, and I, you know, and my wife would say, Kevin, you haven't bought a box of nails like in your life. So the reality is that was just an example. So Kathy, yeah. Be blessed. Hopefully your hands free so you don't get a ticket for driving on your cell phone.
Yes, it is hands free. That's one of the laws I do follow.
Oh yeah, well you follow a lot of them and you've done a phenomenal job and
you just keep up the good work and remember God. Good always outweighs evil. Doesn't look like it, but it does.
Yeah, we know how the book ends. Thank you, Kathy, for calling in. All right, so we have 25 more seconds. I can't tell you, Shasta County, how much I love you, how passionate I am to fight for you. We are going to be back in 2 weeks. Make sure you go to my Facebook page tomorrow. I will be posting a video at 7 a.m. We have a board meeting this Tuesday, and I will see all of you back here in 2 weeks. Be blessed, Shasta County, and take care.